It's been said that better questions lead us naturally to better answers, and that it's in not knowing that we open the doorway to knowing. I'm Scott Lennox, and you're listening to The Beautiful Question, a consideration of things that truly matter in a complex world. There's much more to a sense of wonder than meets the eye. It's one of the most precious gifts of being alive, even in this time of personal and global change. Join me this week as we consider the nature of wonder and how to bring it back. It may be more important than you realize, especially now. To paraphrase Albert Einstein as he wrote about experiencing the mysterious, if we're no longer able to stop and spend moments in wonder, no longer able to stand wrapped in a sense of awe, we're not being truly alive. Yet for many people in this time of pandemic, the notion of wonder seems extremely far-fetched. For them, this is a time of fear and confusion during which they ask some of the deepest questions anyone can ask. As COVID cases continue to rise in unprecedented numbers, and news sources give us conflicting reports about measures being put into place across the country, or vaccines, or the possibility of lockdowns, I'm hearing a range of struggles among those I counsel. "Will I ever have a normal life again?" one client asked me. "My husband and I fear what the future could look like for us and for our children." Her sense of dread is intensified as we head into what will unquestionably be one of the strangest and most socially isolated holiday seasons we've ever experienced. Yet taking all that into consideration, must we necessarily lose our sense of wonder in the face of uncertainty? Or are there ways of keeping it very much alive? Could it be that there are ways of feeding awe and wonder and ways of dancing with them every day? In fact, could looking at life through the eyes of wonder help us find the resilience and joy and enthusiasm we need to thrive and to live well right now? I challenge that awe and wonder are exactly the medicines we need. As I think of wonder, one of my standout memories is a Christmas decades ago. On Christmas Eve, my two younger sisters, 7 and 8 at the time, were so excited about what would be under the tree on Christmas morning that we couldn't get them to go to bed. As Mother tried to calm them down, a fanciful idea occurred to me. Among my oddities, I had a leather strap of sleigh bells that I quietly carried to the roof, where I positioned myself right over their bedroom window. As I rhythmically shook the bells, I could hear my sisters crying out, "Santa!" followed by a loud thump. Mother told me later that they dived into their beds and pulled their blankets over their heads. Within minutes, they were both sound asleep. As you might imagine, the next morning was filled with such excitement and surprise and expressions of wonder that I will never forget it. By the way, it would be another 20 years or so before I told them the truth about what happened on the roof that night. We still laugh about it. Wonder is the state in which we open ourselves to surprise and discovery and to learning something new. It is in the state of wonder that we know that we don't know, and in which we are delighted to experience what comes next. It's in wonder that we stand in the doorway of the mysterious, peering in. And it's in wonder that if we're courageous enough, we step beyond our everyday selves and into something magical. For the past 40 years as a counselor and consultant, I've been speaking publicly and leading groups of many kinds. At the end of every one of them, without exception, I have put my palms together in a gesture of prayer and honoring and hope, saying, "Go be wonderful." What I'm really saying is, go be full of wonder. Go be curious. Then come back and tell me about it, because I'm curious too. Just now I'm thinking of the ending of the poem Wild Geese by the late Mary Oliver. She wrote, "Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over, announcing your place, in the family of things. Her wise counsel is especially true when we're feeling despair. So as a working premise, let's agree that our imagination is intact, yours and mine, and that we already know many of the places to find or rediscover wonder, and that there are opportunities for it all around us. In the form of this week's beautiful questions, here are a few examples to get you started. When was the last time you stopped to drink in the sunrise or the sunset, listening to what was happening around you as deeply as you can? While the Leonid meteor shower is underway, have you given yourself the gift of stepping out into the dark and looking up? If you can't get there in person, what awesome locations would you like to visit in a virtual tour? If you can get there in person, where might you go to stand in nature and experience how truly vast and beautiful it is and how perfectly you fit into that place? When was the last time you sat with someone you care about and silently looked into their eyes long enough to experience what is beneath the surface, allowing them to see you as well? What foods, regardless how simple or complex, arrest your senses and bring you to a stop? And when will you allow yourself the joy of that wonder-filled indulgence? How deeply have you dared to contemplate the wonder, the miracle, in fact, that you can listen to this, that you can see and hear, and that your brain can make sense of what you perceive, that your mind can recognize it and retain it, and that your emotions can be dazzled and delighted? And finally, if the gifts of sight and hearing and intelligence and the other things I've suggested don't bring you to wonder, what will? Honoring the child that is still alive in each of us, I invite you to contemplate these questions perhaps several times as you go through your week. I'll be interested to hear, or should I say, I'm wondering, what will show up. Write and tell me about it. As I say each week, my light with your light. Thank you for joining me in these podcasts as we awaken day by day to being more fully alive. My sincerest hope is for each of us to create more effective possibilities for ourselves, for one another, for the world, and for this beautiful planet we call home. As always, I'm open to your comments and feedback. You can be further inspired by visiting my friends at Cosmos Journal. That's K-O-S-M-O-S Journal. Their mission is to inform, inspire, and engage global transformation in harmony with all life. You can easily find them online at cosmosjournal.org. And at thebeautifulquestion.com, you can now read the illustrated transcript of each podcast as you listen. You'll also find an archive of all previous podcasts, including episodes 3 and 4, guided relaxation audios that can help you practice letting go on a daily basis. If you find these podcasts useful, don't hesitate to share them or tell others about them. That's a great way of helping me get a voice of calm and collaboration and balance and encouragement out into the world. I'm Scott Lennox, and this has been The Beautiful Question. The Beautiful Question is a One Light production, written, produced, and engineered by Scott Lennox at Heart Rock Studios in Fort Worth, Texas, as a way of paying forward to life, being fully present, becoming better engaged with things that truly matter in a complex world, and committing to a healthier future for all of us.